This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I really thank you guys for all the reach outs and the texts and the Facebook messages and the Twitter messages and the emails. I saw the same story that many of you did. It was a traveling nurse who was working in, I believe, UMC in El Paso, Texas, and I guess there's a area they call the pit, where unfortunately Texas has been grappling with thousands upon thousands of cases of coronavirus, and she describes in her video how many of these people did not get the CPR that they needed, that they were kind of thrown in a room and left to die, how nobody made it that was severe that she saw, except for somebody who was a doctor's wife and was considered VIP. And it, when you kind of hear this, it's very startling, and it's very, very scary, and many of you are really, really freaked out. And she had this is LaWanna Rivers. She's a traveling nurse, and bless her for all the work she's doing. And she, you know, we've seen many nurses and medical providers speak out. It's frustrating when they see something and the narrative is different, you know, throughout the country. We've seen some doctors go, what are you talking about? Why are you scaring people? You know, you have others go, look, okay, this stuff's real. This stuff is real. Although they didn't say stuff, you know. So, you know, she describes basically like a war zone. She describes almost a battlefield zone where people are, you know, not intervened with or not getting intervention if it appears they're going to die. And she claims that this happened to most of the people that she saw, and how there were some doctors that wouldn't even treat you if you were COVID positive. Now, it's a 50-minute video, and I'm not going to, you know, play a clip or go into all of it right now. It's at your leisure to watch it. But I know that's making people very, very uneasy about the medical profession, very uneasy about doctors, very uneasy about staff, and people are scared that they're going to go to a hospital and be left to die. Now, my experience with hospitals when I trained is, you know, the hospital is obviously not a place you electively wish to go. Okay, I mean, yeah, if you have to have surgery and you have to have a baby, you go, obviously. But if you don't have to be in a hospital, you don't want to be. There's, you know, you're kind of a sitting duck. You're in a bed. You know, back then when I was in training, you know, you were in a room with four other people, you know, so you could get other germs. You know, you didn't really have a lot of privacy. You know, especially if you had to have your enema and that sheet, that curtain didn't really seem to kind of cover a lot. As you guys saw on Seinfeld, there's shadows and, you know, and so, you know, you were more at risk for something called a nosocomial infection where you could get sick when you're at a hospital. So the rule of thumb when we were medical students is, you know, try to get the patient out of the hospital. If they convalesce at home, as long as they're stable, if they convalesce at home, they could improve. Then Medicare had made some changes in terms of penalties. You know, during the ACA years of you know, if somebody bounces back and comes right back to the hospital, that hospital gets dinged. So hospital's like, well, we need to keep them longer. We need to, you know, and I get that. You don't want to discharge a person too quickly and then they die at home. You want to make sure they got the right amount of care. Unfortunately, you have a lot of hospitals that are like, look, we don't want to ding back because then all these patients coming back we have to see for free. So you kind of have this tendency to, okay, we're going to keep them longer. Well, now with COVID and coming into flu and pneumonia season, and we're in November, people, all right, this is when the poop hits the fan. Hospitals are going to start becoming overwhelmed. So if you get COVID, like Ms. Luana Rivers had said, are you going to be discriminated against? Are you going to not be touched? Are people not going to want to take care of you? Now, first, God bless these first responders and these healthcare teams that deal with COVID all the time. I mean, just day in, day out. You know, other, you know, people, they're like, well, you know, you could be healthy, you could be not. All our first responders and our healthcare workers are doing is COVID all day long. Even if they do get a CHF patient or, you know, another sort of pneumonia patient, they're exposed all the time. And anybody dedicated to their job and anybody clocking in to go to work is not going to not treat you. So I understand what Luana saw is you know, and I believe her, but we have a lot of hospitals throughout the United States. I don't want you to think that you're going to go to a hospital and people are going to be like, well, I'm not going to touch you because you have COVID. I mean, people don't want to get the flu. People don't want to get tuberculosis. People don't want to get HIV. We treat everybody. I can't tell you how many people had MRSA or HIV or tuberculosis or whatever. Who cares? We're here to get you better. We're here to, you know, and we use PPE. We protect ourselves. If a hospital doesn't have PPE, yes, you might see a little bit more of some hesitation to get in there. But for the most part, as long as the hospitals have PPE, you can be assured that if your medical provider is clocking in and is showing up on the job and is there, they're there to work. Okay? They're not there to scratch their butts. Now, in terms of not enough CPR, she had discussed how patients would only get maybe 3 rounds of CPR and then they're done. We don't really have a fixed amount of CPR. You know, I mean, I've seen some codes go 5 rounds, 10 rounds, and then I've seen some where, you know, if they can't resuscitate them, it doesn't make sense to keep, you know, charging and you know, keep trying to, you know, defibrillate and you know, push medicines in to the patient. So, you know, is CPR being done less? Well, you know, there's no way for us to tell unless a nurse is coming out and speaking about it. But, you know, if you code, right, and you are not a do not resuscitate, and you have, which is why I told you guys, you want to make sure you get your paperwork in order. You want to make sure you have your advance directives. You want to make sure you have a medical proxy who can argue for you. If you want to be resuscitated, you make sure you have documentation for that. If you're a do not resuscitate, you're probably not going to be then resuscitated. So don't fear going to the doctor. Don't fear going to the hospital. If you need care, you need to go. All right? 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So while we're talking about lockdowns and reopening the economy and, you know, the stress of the holidays and people coming over for Thanksgiving, we got to start talking Christmas shopping. And I know Black Friday is going to look different this year, but the stress of had a budget for Christmas shopping, and I promise you guys I'm going to release my annual list of gifts under $50. In fact, I think I'm going to knock them down to $25. We need to, some of my relatives I'm not going to spend $50 on. But, you know, how do we kind of budget this year with everything going on for Christmas and gifts? So joining us today, I'm really excited, is Jason Gaughan, Senior Vice President of Credit Cards at Bank of America, and he's here to kind of talk us through how to manage our holiday spending and stick to our budget. Mr. Gaughan, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dr. Dahlia. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, gosh, man. Yeah, we need this. All right. Help. How are are you advising people to approach holiday spending this year?
So we just completed a recent survey at Bank of America, and 45% of Americans said they overspent last year. I think it starts with a budget, and not just a budget from the perspective of I want to spend X amount of dollars this year. I'm talking about a detailed budget that really categorizes who you plan on buying gifts for, what you plan on getting them, what's the range of cost of those gifts, also including, you know, other, you know, holiday expenses, whether that be tipping your your mailman, tipping your garbage, you know, all of those things add up. And it's really important to have a holistic budget and really track against that budget on probably a weekly basis, just so that you stay on track.
That is so true. You know, where I overspend each year is I have tiers. You know, I have the family, and then I have the friends, and then I realize I forgot a friend, or I forgot a coworker, or I forgot somebody. And so you're right. It really does take planning and writing this out ahead of time.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of different ways to save. And so traditionally we think of, you know, how much of a discount is the particular merchant offering. And you know, there's other ways to save. You know, in many cases, I use Bank of America as an example. We have partnerships with merchants where we offer deals, where you, because you're a Bank of America customer, you may get 5% off. In addition to what the normal prices of the goods and services are, that's called Bank of America Deals. It's on our app, our mobile app, and it's also on bankofamerica.com. That's one way consumers can stress their dollar.
Yeah, I remember my account at Bank of America years ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, there was a method where we were able to, throughout the year, put money aside for a Christmas account. Do you guys still do that? Yeah. That was great, because then you know, in February, you would take out like $20 a month and it would go into a little Christmas account.
Yeah, so we still have that capability. You know, frankly, the need that you just referred to, that, you know, you could say, you know, Christmas, you could say back to school, you know, in normal times, back to school, you know, shopping. You could say vacation. So long story short, we don't brand it a Christmas account or a holiday account, but customers can set up accounts where they then have money taken out of their checking account that go right into those accounts for those future spending needs.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're speaking
to
Jason.
Way. I mean, that's a
great way. Go ahead. No, go ahead, Jason.
No, I said that's a great way, in the type of discipline that I encourage all customers to follow, is make sure that they're planning ahead and budgeting ahead.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Jason Gaughan, Senior Vice President, Credit Cards at Bank of America. So my son just turned 18. He wants a credit card. So we're going to get a B of A credit card, of course. And not so much, you know, so he could buy gas and, you know, dinners for girls, but so he could buy me my present. But, I like you have like cashback rewards. And what advantage do your credit cards have? Cause I want my listeners to know why I'm picking a B of A credit card for my son.
Yeah, so, you know, from a credit card perspective, we have a lot of different credit cards. One that I think is the most appealing is our cash rewards credit card, which really provides consumers with a lot of flexibility. And one of the things that it allows consumers to do is choose the category in which they would like to receive their 3% cash back reward. There's six categories, and it allows the customer to change, or the product to change as the customer's needs change. So a great example of that is this holiday season, 65% of Americans say that they're going to do all of their shopping online. Well, one of the six categories that you can choose is online shopping. So you can go into our mobile app, choose online shopping, receive 3% cash back on your online purchases, and then if you want to choose another category in January, you can choose restaurants or travel, but it really allows that flexibility as people's needs change.
That's very cool. Yeah, because a lot of credit cards are like, okay, well, on gas, you know, and I make my husband fill up the car. So, you know, he never uses the right credit card. And it'd be nice to kind of, you know, I do mostly online shopping in the house. So I thank you for that flexibility. I really, really appreciate it because I'm really nervous about my son getting a credit card. But as long as I know I'm going to be money back, I'm okay with it. So, Mr. Gaughan, you know, there's a lot of us make mistakes during holiday spending. And you've, with your expertise, what are some tips you could give us?
So I'd say four tips that I encourage everyone to follow. One is we talked about setting a budget. Two is tracking against that budget. Whether you're tracking against that budget using pen and paper, we call that old school, or whether you leverage something like Bank of America's spending and budgeting tool that's available in our mobile application, you really need to be tracking what you're doing on a weekly basis at a minimum. Third, I would tell you resist the deals. So, again, if you weren't planning to buy something and it's 50% off, you're not saving any money. You just bought something for, you know, that you weren't planning to buy. So, again, take advantage of the deals that you for things that you're going to buy normally, but resist the other deals. My Achilles heel is I end up buying stuff for myself all the time during the holiday season. And then lastly, don't wait until the last minute to do your holiday shopping. 33% of Americans say they wait till the last minute. I think that leads to unneeded stress. I think it leads to overspending and bad decision making. And this year is unique in that, you know, you've got supply chain potential challenges and definitely some timing of delivery challenges that are out there in the marketplace due to COVID. So the quicker and earlier you can do this in the process, the better you're going to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, Mr. Gaughan, one thing that I noticed, and I can't say this is a definite, but I noticed that sometimes the prices went up after Black Friday. I talk about this bike I wanted to buy my son the day before Thanksgiving, and the person at Walmart said, no, come back after, you know, Black Friday, because it'll be $10 cheaper, and instead it was $10 more, and the bike I wanted was gone. Do you notice that some, you know, vendors will charge more during Christmas time? What sort of advice can you give to make sure that people are getting the deals?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we talked about online shopping. I think, you know, do your research and, sometimes, you know, timing is everything. And don't get caught up on, you know, I spent $10 more on this bike because I didn't buy it last week versus this week. I think the mistakes people make are not those types of mistakes. The mistakes that people make are they end up buying a lot more stuff than they ever planned on buying during the holiday season because they didn't have a plan for it.
Exactly. I got to tell you, the online shopping, it really does the psychology behind it. You know, there are these, you know, these buys where, like you said, you sometimes buy more for yourself. Me too. The person I buy the most for this on holiday season is me. All right. In the last minute, how can people find more information about you and your team and Bank of America?
Yeah, so Bank of America has a lot of great tools, you know, and you referenced your son and, you know, potentially getting him a credit card. I would encourage everybody to go to bankofamerica.com for a few reasons. One, you know, back to your son, there's a great, literacy component where it's called Better Money Habits, where we give tips on credit, FICO scores, smart spending, et cetera, and really helps educate people. Two, you can find out about products for
Of course. Well, we're out of time, so bankofamerica.com. Jason, can't wait to have you back. Thank you again so much.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. Bye.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Georgia's recount caught a mistake in peach state voting systems. Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling on Fox says the error is no big deal.
What apparently it looks like is maybe a memory card from one of the early vote devices was not loaded. And normally that would be caught by, you know, checks and balances within a county, which is the reason the secretary feels like in this particular case this was an egregious thing. And it wasn't discovered until we did this audit.
In a disputed election, one has to wonder how many more mistakes were made not only in Georgia, but nationwide, as the Trump campaign is claiming inaccuracies and fraud in the 2020 election. Hurricane Iota slammed into Nicaragua on Monday night as a Category 4 hurricane, as parts of Central America prepared for an onslaught of heavy rains, winds, and flooding. The storm is expected to move inland across Nicaragua Tuesday and across southern Honduras by Tuesday evening. USA Radio News. As politicians tighten the screws on Americans gathering for Thanksgiving, one has to wonder who's going to make the call to Aunt Emily and Uncle Eddie and tell them they didn't make the cut. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said Monday he's restricting indoor gatherings to 10 people. That's down from 25 announced earlier. From California to Pennsylvania, these seemingly unenforceable demands inside your own home are an attempt to keep the health system from becoming overburdened. Vice President Mike Pence said Monday on a call with governors the government is ready to help states where hospitals are nearing capacity and emphasizing that vaccines are coming. America has never been more prepared to combat this virus, he said. Moderna Incorporated announced Monday that its coronavirus vaccine appears to be 94% effective based on early results. A week ago, Pfizer disclosed similar findings with its own formula. Thanks to Operation Warp Speed, at least two vaccines against the virus could win emergency authorization from the FDA and become available in the United States sometime in December. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are. I am not excited about this next segment. Hey, it's going to be a fun one. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We get to uninvite people that are coming over. This is fun. Oh, my gosh. Guys, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Okay, 2020 has sucked. COVID has been horrible. The economy has been horrible. But the one saving grace is if you have people that are planning on coming over to your house that you never wanted to have come over, you can actually right now have a governor and his proclamation and city officials and local health departments stand right behind you. You tell that person, stay the hell away from my house. I'm sorry. I I'm sorry. I got to tell you guys, you got to have fun with this, okay? All right. You know, it's interesting. You know, gosh, you know, everybody was, you know, all had their panties all up in a bunch with mask mandates and all that. When it comes to Thanksgiving, where's all the complaints? See, I'm a Dallas fan. I watch football on Thanksgiving. I was never a big Thanksgiving person, and I think the reason why is, and again, I love my parents, but we didn't really have a big family. And the family that we did have, we really all didn't get along, and we all didn't like each other, and the past kept being brought up. And, you know, a Jewish family's past is never fun, okay? Somebody brings up the Holocaust, somebody brings up the Russian pogroms, somebody got killed in our family or attacked or raped or whatever. I mean, it's just not a fun family dinner. And my mom also wasn't a real big cook, and she couldn't cook. So they take us to Howard Johnson's, and I hate white meat turkey. Maybe I'll eat a turkey salad. And I remember I didn't like mashed potatoes and gravy. I was a picky eater. It was like the worst dinner. And I'm like, really? You know, why can't I just eat, you know, some cantaloupe and, you know, watch football? So I never really liked Thanksgiving, you know, and I loved school and I hated being home. You know, I didn't like hanging out with the family. I wanted to be at school, and I was off school for 4 days. So I hated Thanksgiving time. I just always have. And I understand now, you know, as a grown-up, it's nice because family gets together, and it's yummy food, and I eat dark meat. I discovered dark meat turkey, and I'm like, oh, we love dark meat turkey. And my husband's a good cook, and I can make a turkey. And so, you know, Thanksgiving now I like. But it was, you know, I mean, for me, it wasn't as important as, you know, Hanukkah, Christmas time and things like that. I know I should embrace Thanksgiving more. Well, as you guys have noticed, governors across the United States have now been imposing Thanksgiving suggestions, rules, and even going so far as to mandates. And so, for some of us, we might live in an area where you can't have more than 10 people in your house. I know everybody's like, okay, quiet, Dr. Dahlia, let's leave the dogs lie. That's not a bad thing. 2020 is finally looking promising. All right. So, you know, but here's a problem, okay? We don't need this extra stress, okay? If you do have a big family and you're blessed to have a big family, what do? Well, for me, it's simple. Okay, and I've told you guys this for years, you know, when we were having issues with travel and people being sick, you don't have to celebrate Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. You also got the Friday, you also got the Saturday, you got the weekend before, you got the weekend after. One of the best weekends to travel is the weekend after Thanksgiving, because everybody has to be back home working. Well, why not, you know, do Thanksgiving then? Why not maybe do the husband's side of the family on one day, and then the wife's side of the family on the other? You know, most you know, in-laws don't like to mix. You know, they just, you know, you think that all get along. The in-laws all get along. They don't. All right? You know, and you know, and it'd be cool for the kids to have both sets of grandparents. But that's really not a good idea, because one seems to favor one grandparent more than the other. So keep them separated. Some of the kids could give the grandparents, you know, equal time. But you don't have to celebrate it on Thanksgiving. You could mix it up a little bit. Like for me, if my husband said, we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving next weekend, I'm like, that's great. Because then on Thanksgiving Day, I can watch football. I'm fine with that. You know, so it's an idea. How to uninvite somebody. Well, like I said, okay, it could be as straight out as, you know, don't come over, you know, see ya. It could be, hallelujah, praise the Lord, we love our governor. Or it could be a little softer, okay? It could be a little softer and say, look, you know, I got kids, and the kids, you know, had their friends over. I'm really worried about COVID. You know, I'm, you know, seeing what's happening with the hospitals and all that. You know, I hate to do this, but I'm really worried about, you know, you and everybody's health. Now, 99% of the time, that family member is going to be like, I'm fine. I have a mask. I'm still coming over. Well, this is where you pretend you have diarrhea. Remember we talked about this. Pretend you have diarrhea. I can't tell you how many times I got out of work. I've gotten out of things to do. I've gotten out of shows, right? Okay. Remember when you guys had to hear like two replays in the summer of 2014? I was pretending to have diarrhea. You can do that, all right? If the family is forcing themselves to come over, it might not be because they really want to see you. It might be because they have an issue with their travel. they might not be able to get out of their tickets. They bought their tickets. Well, then what you might want to do is take it upon yourself, like you need the extra stress, to help them get out of their tickets or to get a refund. Or, you know, and, you know, if there is a law, just email to everybody going, there's this law. You know, I mean, we're only going to keep it small. And you know, don't pick one aunt over the other aunt or one uncle over the other uncle. You can say, we're just going to have grandma and grandpa over, and then we'll do another dinner with the aunts and the cousins and all that. Now, let's say you have neighbors that are busybodies, and they're all up in your business. Now, a lot of my neighbors are the Vegas Golden Knights, so they're cool. I got really, really cool neighbors. I just ran into Satsney yesterday. I mean, really, really cool. So they're not going to call the police on me. But what if you have neighbors that you think are going to call the police on you? Okay? Great. Because chances are somebody's going to be at your house on Thanksgiving that you really don't want. What a better way to get rid of them than have the police come? You know how many times I've tried to end a party or a dinner and nobody would get the hell out? Right? And you think to yourself, should I call the police? Okay? If you think there's a neighbor who's a busybody, all right, and can be all up in your business, befriend them. Okay? Talk to them and say, look, this law makes sense. Because most likely, if they're all up in your business, they're probably pro-laws, right? Oh, yeah, I love the law. Say, look, all right, I'm keeping it at a minimum, but I am so worried that, you know, there's going to be people that, and I'm not going to be able to control it. So this is my permission to you to call the police, okay? Set it up with the neighbor. Why not? Why not? Or let the neighbor know that, oh, we're having Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday at 4, you know, because they're going to be all up in your business anyway. So I think that's good. If you don't want police to come, okay, one thing I notice well, Corey does, or some of our other neighbors do, is they clean their weapons outside on the driveway. Okay, you got to clean your guns, right? We got to take care of our guns. So what I notice a lot of neighbors do is they'll do it out on the neighborhood, okay? Rather than the backyard or rather than the house, they're cleaning their guns and stuff out there so everybody can see. And so if you do want to peacock and let people realize that, you know, you got a nice little silo and not mess with you, this might be the night, you know, the time to clean your guns so that everybody knows that you have a weapon and you may not want to be messed with. But jokes aside, look, COVID is kind of scary. And most of the people that come over for Thanksgiving are usually the elderly, you know, individuals that are at high risk. And, you know, if they do get mad at you, they're going to, I can't tell you how many family members I've ticked off. They still love me. You know, I'm hard not to love, right? You know, I'll do the fake tears going, I really wanted you over. You know, I could do that. Plus, the other thing, too, is they know I can't cook. So they're like, you know, great, we get to eat out. So, guys, you know, it's okay. If you don't know how to kick a family member out, I will kick them out for you, right? Free. I will tell your family members to not come over. That's what I do. See? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the big thing I've been getting from patients through telemedicine is, Dr. Dahlia, don't send me to a doctor because I don't want to get sick. Don't send me to an urgent care. Don't send me to an ER. Just fix it over the phone. And I've had people call in with fractures. I've had people call in with stroke-like symptoms. I've had people call in with appendicitis, with heart attack symptoms, testicular torsion. And I'm like, look, I can't treat this over the phone. Okay, you got to go in. Well, I'm going to get sick if I go in. Well, it's stories like this and cases like this that freak people out, just like we opened with the LaWanda Rivers, who had worked in El Paso, a traveling nurse in El Paso, with what was going on with COVID and there being a pit, the rooms where people that had more severe COVID unfortunately went, and she had said basically ended up dying. In Las Vegas, we have a case where a young woman received a minor plastic surgery, and she ended up acquiring an infection, a bacterial infection that caused necrotizing fasciitis. We've talked about necrotizing fasciitis, where the infection goes into the deeper layers, affects the fascia, which is kind of like the band that covers the muscles, and it has a nice, beautiful plane, and it could just hydroplane all along that, and the infection can spread, and then unfortunately turn into sepsis. And from what I understand, she went into sepsis. Now, I don't know what her procedure was. I think I just got a copy from Fox 5 of the lawsuit and what was filed with Clark County. So I don't have too many details, and I haven't read it yet. But when somebody undergoes plastic surgery or any sort of minor procedure, and then gets an infection like necrotizing fasciitis, and then goes into sepsis, one, they could almost die, and two, they many times need multiple more surgeries to repair that. And this isn't the first time we heard of somebody in Vegas having this happen. This isn't the first time we heard of somebody in the United States having this. Okay, people get infections after having, surgery. It could happen. But I got to tell you something. When I look at what's going on with this case, right, where she was in I'm not sure if she was in an OR, if it was done in a doctor's office, but she's in a medical setting that gets disinfected and people wearing PPE and things like that, and betadine being used and sterile equipment being used. When I hear that infections still happen perioperatively, somebody gets an infection, during the operation. Well, you also wonder, maybe did they have the infection prior? It looked like she had immediate symptoms right after the surgery, so you almost wonder, I don't know if maybe the bacteria was already there. Who knows? But, as a medical student and then as a resident and then as a physician, when somebody got sick, in a hospital setting, that wasn't their original issue, all right, we call them nosocomial infections, it always struck me as, okay, what's brewing in a hospital? Why is it brewing in a hospital? That always kind of fascinated me because hospitals are kind of cleaner, right? They're the walls are white, they're disinfected, you don't really have a lot of wallpaper, you don't really have a lot of decor, it's as sterile as it could be figuratively, right? Because we need to try to keep the area clean. It always smells of disinfectant. Hospitals just have that smell, and there's always people hand sanitizing and all that. And, I just am wondering if there's some sort of a link that maybe there's something we're doing when it comes to COVID, when it comes to bacteria, et cetera, that is making the spread of infection worse. Okay, this is 2020. And I know everybody jokes about how this year is an absolute cluster. But by the year 2020, okay, we've been dealing with pathogens that we know of. For a century now. I mean, we've known there was bacteria before, but we've really, really been cognizant of it for about a century. And you would think by this time we would know how to prevent somebody in a medical setting from getting sick. Or, a virus such as coronavirus that has either the ability to kill or the ability to do nothing more than give you a little cold. You would think in 2020... we would kind of be a little better at managing viruses or preventing spread of infection. And I'm looking at what's happening with COVID, right, with everybody wearing masks. Well, maybe not everybody wearing masks, but people wearing masks, and people, social distancing. And I'm seeing what happens with, people, going in for a medical procedure and getting a, and getting like a staph infection. And I see this, or strep, or any sort of infection, and I wonder if we're really missing the boat here. I'm wondering if we're concentrating so much on masks, and we're concentrating so much on social distancing, that we're actually helping the bugs. I can't tell you how many people I've taken care of now over the phone, or through telemedicine, that got COVID, but they weren't the ones that were at the riots or enjoying a party or at a rave. They were like, Dr. Dahlia, look, I've been home. And I go, well, you must have gone grocery shopping. No, I haven't. All right? Maybe I went for a walk, but I've been home. And I'm like, look, I'm not going to document it, right? You don't, okay? You know, if you want to tell me, I'm not going to say anything. If you were at one of the protests or at other, and they go, no, literally, I have not been around other people. So when you see people who aren't around others getting COVID, get, I mean, is anybody studying the people who are, like, doing it right? Is it our air conditioning? Is it, is maybe one of the reasons why we're having issues is because we have air conditioning, right? And we're blowing stuff to everybody and we're, you know, is it because we've allowed these bugs to get stronger because we're sanitizing so much and we're wearing gloves and we're wearing masks? You know, the topic came up very early on with the mask mandates is, you know, putting on a mask and taking it off and straightening your mask and moving it because it's fogging up your glasses. Is that putting you more at risk of getting COVID than not wearing the mask? Now, we debunked this and studies came out saying the mask is more, you know, is more effective than not wearing a mask and to not touch your face and not tear it apart, rip it up so birds don't get caught up in it. And, you know, we've just basically made suggestions to just put it on exactly the way the surgeons do, but nobody's doing that. And I'm wondering if the reason why we're having COVID, again, spread to the degree that we're doing after people have been home for months and masking, you know, or doctors are, you know, using, you know, sterile technique when they're doing their surgeries, is because there's some other process that we just wrong things when it comes to COVID, etc. And so, and I'm not saying everybody has to work without air conditioning, you know, because I live in Vegas. We need air conditioning. And I'm not saying that we don't have ventilation, and I'm not saying that we don't wear a mask. So wear your masks. But it's, we're missing something. It just doesn't make sense. And so the same process that we have to use to study why somebody will get an infection, like in this case with the same sort of investigative process should probably be extrapolated and be used to what's going on with COVID. Because if I hear another person got COVID who was staying home, wearing a mask and doing the right thing, I'm just gonna pull my hair out because, you know, we're trying to tell people to do that and they're still getting sick. And what if we're making them sick? What if we're forcing them to be sitting ducks? Meanwhile, I got people with high blood pressure and people with diabetes and people with abscesses and, you know, people with broken ribs and broken hands that don't want to go to the doctor. So we got to figure this out. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.